Welcome to Torah Yimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we will be studying Yirmiyahu, chapter 23. In the last parak, Yirmiyahu tells the palace that they can prevent tev, death, and galus by creating a just, moral, and generous society. And then it goes on to discuss the fate of three kings, Shalum, Yehoyakim, and Yehoyachin. Each suffers after they did not do tshuva. In this parak, Yirmiyahu more generally mourns for the shepherds, the leaders who caused their flock, the Jewish people, to be lost at war and be scattered in galus. The parak begins with a discussion of the political leadership and ends with a condemnation of the false prophets who lead the Jewish people astray. Verse 1. Hoy ro'im me'abdim mifitzim eson marisi. Woe to the shepherds that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture. The Jewish people have always had shepherds at their helm. The Avos, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David all had real flocks, and Hashem tested their leadership potential by how they dealt with their sheep first. The most recent shepherds from the kings of Yehuda didn't care about the people. Lachain, therefore, Hashem will punish these corrupt leaders soon. In the future, Klal Yisrael will have trustworthy leaders who remind them of their true purpose in life. Hashem will bring back a few survivors from Galus, verse 3, I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I've driven them. Verse 4, I will set up shepherds over them who shall feed them. The people who have been so bullied by the other nations and neglected by their own leaders will finally have leaders that care. Verse 5, Hashem promises that he will give us a leader. Vakimosi leDavid semach tzadik. I will raise up for David a righteous plant. In Tanakh and in Shmone Esrei, Mashiach is often referred to as a tzemach, a growth. Rav Aaron Feldman Shlita in his Sefer on Defila She'eni Vi explains that a plant grows in stages. It starts as a seed and then sets forth roots before growing taller and taller. Similarly, the Gula comes in stages. Hashem influences history to move it toward its ultimate goal. The process is slow and steady, says Rav Schwab. It is often invisible. When one plants a seed, it starts in a dark place where it gets broken down before it can develop into a strong plant. That is the process of the Jewish people throughout history. The end of history, the time of Mashiach, will be incredible. Verse 6, Yisrael yishkon lavetach, and Yisrael shall dwell securely. And they will call Mashiach Hashem Tzidkenu, which means Hashem makes us righteous in his days. These yamim ba'im, these days that are coming, are going to be special. If someone asked us now, how do we know that Hashem runs the world? The exodus from Egypt would be at the top of the list of proofs. Hashem promises that in the time of Mashiach, we'll talk about being saved from this galus even more. Hashem will lead us out of galus no matter where we are in the world. We will be spread all over the world throughout galus, and Hashem will finally bring us home. The next part of the parak from verses 9 to 31 talks about other leaders who didn't act like the shepherds we deserved, the false Nevi'im. Yirmiyahu starts by describing how he is shaking from anger at these Nevi'i Sheker. Verse 9, Rachafu kol atmosai, all my bones shake, hayisi ishikor, I am like a drunken man. The false Nevi'im create a chil Hashem by pretending to talk in the name of Hashem. As mentioned already, these Nevi'i Sheker are what stopped the Jewish people from doing tshuva. They convince the people that they don't need to change, and so the people continue to commit all manners of averos. Mipnei Allah avla ha'aretz, because of their swearing, the land mourns. Because the Nevi'i Sheker have sworn falsely to their testimony, the people continue to sin, and as a result, all will be punished with famine and battle that sweeps the land and decimates it. Verse 12, Lachain, the punishment for these sins is that these Nevi'i Sheker will feel like they are stumbling around in the dark and at any moment could go over a cliff's edge. Ki avi aleihem hara, because Hashem, I will bring on them the bad. Gullus is marked by Hester Panim. Hashem hides himself from us, so we are subject to the laws of nature. In this case, in the case of the Nevi'i Sheker, Hashem directs punishment toward them with intention. The psukim then go on to list the different kinds of Nevi'im and how they trick the Jewish people. There are those who say false prophecies. Then there are those, in verse 13, who are Nevi'i Baal, the priests for the idol Baal. Vayas'u es ami es Yisrael. They caused my people Israel to err. These Nevi'im believed in their Avodah Zarah and brought others to its service. Verse 14 describes a different kind of horrid Navi called the Nevi'i Yerushalayim, who we unfortunately see echoes of in our day. These men figured out that if they became spiritual gurus, if they could use their position, they would be able to seduce women and live lives of luxury. They are na'of v'holoch b'sheker. They commit adultery and walk in lies. Unlike the Nevi'ei Baal, they know everything they say is fictitious. They lie to create communities where they can take advantage of women and get wealthy. If their followers did tshuva, they would lose access to their victims. So, chizku yadei mirei'im levilti shavu ish mirasu. They strengthen the hands of evildoers, so none do tshuva from his bad. They convince their communities that they are fine, and that keeps everything the way they like it. Verse 15, Hashem will ma'achil osam la'ana. Hashem will feed them wormwood, which is poisonous, vishkisim mei rosh, and he will also make them drink poisonous waters. Their troubles will be like poison and will destroy them because they promoted immorality throughout the lands. How are the people supposed to know who is legitimate Navi and who uses their imagination to invent visions that they are held responsible and going to be punished? People need to look at what the Nevi'im are saying, their character, and their outcomes. True leaders tell their followers when they are doing something wrong. Illegitimate leaders figure out exactly what the people want to hear. In the case of the Nevi'ei Sheker, if the people believed in Hashem but weren't doing mitzvos, they would say, verse 17, Shalom Yelachem, you'll have peace, it's going to be okay, don't worry about doing tshuva. If the people denied Hashem and Nevuah, they would say, Lo savo aleichem ra'a, no evil shall come on you, you're not going to be punished for what you believe. There's no reward and punishment. They placated everyone to keep their relationship and their power intact. A Navi's character is also an indicator if he is legitimate. They are Rasha'im, they're evil, so that they are not worthy of receiving Nevuah. False Nevi'im never stood, verse 18, Besod Hashem, in the council of Hashem. Finally, to choose a leader, one should look at their results. Verse 22, a true Navi would, Vishivu medarkam hara umero malalehem. They would turn the nation away from their evil ways and from the evil of their doings. With a legitimate Navi, the people act better after having learned from them. With a false Navi, they are more immoral and less connected to Hashem. Hashem reminds us, verse 23, Ha'elokei mikarov ani, nom Hashem, velo elokei mirachok. Am I a God close by, says Hashem, and not a God far off? Hashem is not physical, so for him there is no near or far. Hashem sees everything and is close to all. Chazal connect this pasuk to our tefillah. A person opens a siddur. She can be in Timbuktu, or in a hospital, or sitting on her couch, or at the beach. She can be very far from the site of the Beis HaMikdash. But then, when she takes three steps forward in prayer, and she stands directly before the throne of Hashem, she is close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our distance and our closeness from Hashem depends not on our location, but on where our heart and mind is. The Nevi'ei Sheker would be wise to remember this, as well as the fact that Hashem is so close that he can see everything a person does in private. There are no secrets from Hashem. Halo es ha-shamayim ves-aretz ani malei. Do I not fill the heaven and earth? Hashem is everywhere. We can fool other people, but we can never trick Hashem, which means that there will always be consequences for all that we do. In verse 25, Yirmiyahu discusses still yet a different kind of Navi Sheker. These Nevi'im spin their dreams into prophetic messages. They know their dreams are not prophetic, but they claim that to others. Their goal is, verse 27, Lashkiach es ami shmi b'chalomosam, to cause my people to forget my name and Hashem's presence in this world using their dreams. If a person has a dream, then yisaper chalom, let him tell it over like it's a dream. And if he has a nevuah, yedaber divari b'emes, he should say his true nevuah. Don't try to confuse people. The Malbim says that there are three differences based on the psukim between a nevuah and a dream. First, just like one can tell the difference between teven es habar, between straw to wheat, one can know what is a real nevuah. Authentic nevuahs are like wheat with nothing else mixed in. There's no garbage and nothing fictitious. A dream is like straw and can be discarded entirely. Second, a nevuah is ka'esh, like fire. Fire lights up the darkness. Similarly, nevuah lights up the darkness of the soul. Finally, nevuah is kipatish yefotzei sala, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. A true nevuah breaks all of a Navi's faculties so that his body does not function regularly while receiving the nevuah. A dream that lacks any of these three characteristics is not a nevuah. Hashem sees all and he knows all, and therefore, Lachin, verse 30, Hashem will destroy the false Nevi'im who are causing so much harm to the Jewish people. He will destroy all kinds of Nevi'im, from those Miganvei Dvarai Ish Me'Israehu, who steal my words from his neighbor, There are Nevi'im who pass off a legitimate Navi's words to an inappropriate audience as if it's their own. He will destroy those who are lochim loshanam v'yana'amu ne'um, who use their tongues and say, he says, as if a Navi was talking. They walk like a Navi, dress like a Navi, and talk like a Navi, but it's all lies. And finally, Hashem will destroy the Nevi'im who are good storytellers and tell people their dreams and cause the people to err by their lies. These different charlatans are not messengers of Hashem, and Hashem will eventually destroy them for their role in the Korban. Verse 33 begins the final section of this parak. In this section, Yirmiyahu addresses people who derided Yirmiyahu's nevuah. We know that people would torment Yirmiyahu whenever he talked, but there were also people who would nag Yirmiyahu to find out if he got any new nevuos. They would call the nevuah a masa, which has two meanings. A masa is another name for a nevuah, as the Navi carries his words with allegories and parables. Masa also means a burden. It's a very derisive way to refer to a nevuah. The people would come to Yirmiyahu and say in verse 33, Ma masa Hashem? So, what's the masa of Hashem? They're asking, what's today's nevuah? But they're also saying, Nu, what burden is Hashem putting on us today? This wasn't real curiosity. They're disparaging nevuah. Hashem says Yirmiyahu should respond with their intention in mind. He should say, Es ma masa v'natashti eschem? What burden I will cast you off? The only burden are these people. When Hashem casts them away, they won't be a burden anymore. Hashem says that the people should not use this term masa even amongst themselves. How should the people talk about the nevuah if the word masa was disrespectful? They should say to each other, Ma'ana Hashem, Uma Diber Hashem, what did Hashem answer? What did Hashem speak? Verse 36, Ki amasa yel ish devaro. For every man's own words shall be his burden. The nevuah only becomes a burden based on how the person interprets it. Va'afachtim es divrei Elokim chayim Hashem tzvakos Elokeinu. You change the words of the living God, of the God of hosts, our God. The nevuah is pure and good for all people. It's the word of Hashem who cares about us. The people decide to turn it into something burdensome in their own minds. If they insist on using the word masa when talking to the Navi or when talking about nevuah, if they insist on deriding nevuah and mocking the Navi, they will be punished. Verse 39, Lachain hinini minashisi eschem nasho. Therefore, behold, I will utterly tear you out. Hashem will forget about them and throw them out of Israel so that they will no longer be a burden for him. Since they felt his words were a burden, it is only fitting that Hashem will rid himself of the true burden, which is the way they are acting. The parak ends that Hashem will put on them a cherpas olam, uchlimos olam, asher lo sishacheach, an everlasting reproach on you and a perpetual shame which shall not be forgotten. They mocked Hashem's nevuah, and so they themselves will be shamed. This parak dealt with three themes. First, in the times of the Geula, Hashem will give us shepherds who will care about us, unlike the leaders we had until that point. Second, all the different kinds of Nevi'ei Sheker, whether they believed in their message, whether they were lying, whether they were trying to seduce people, will be punished, whether they are sharing their own Nevuah, or making something up entirely, or sharing a dream that they're spinning as a real Nevuah. And finally, Yehuda needs to stop referring to Nevuah as a masa, a burden. Hashem will get rid of their burden if they insist on viewing nevuah as a burden. There is a few lessons in this parak. The leaders of the Jewish people are highly influential on how we behave. They are our roim, they are our shepherds. But in truth, it is we who choose our leaders. When the nation viewed Hashem's nevuahs as burdens, when the laws were troublesome to them and they would rather enjoy life than submit themselves to the law, they sought leaders who would promote that lifestyle. They ended up following leaders who were selfish and who placated them rather than helping them to grow. These leaders ended up being charlatans and abusive. There were red flags that they had to have ignored to have leaders because they wanted leaders who would say what they wanted to hear. In our lives, we need to consciously choose leaders who can speak the truth, who have good character to whomever they are dealing with, and whose presence improves the community in Torah and mitzvah observance. Additionally, language and how we discuss Torah and mitzvot impacts us. If we describe our lifestyle as a burden, if we are annoyed and constantly discuss with each other how hard it is to be a Jew, we will seek comfort from those who say we don't need to follow that burden. We will be exchanging a life of temporary comfort for a life of connection with Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas, Riva Schwab, Rivka Bas Alexander Sender.